So we are going to talk about the types of accommodations for deaf and hard of hearing in the ADA, but I'm going to focus on one, which is an oral interpreter. An oral interpreter can be used when speaking with a person who has been trained to speech read, or as we know, read lips. Note that you can't assume that speech reading will be effective in most situations, because on average, only about 1/3 of spoken words can be understood by speech reading. Not all people who are deaf or hard of hearing are trained in sign language. Some individuals with hearing disabilities are trained in speech reading or lip reading and can't understand spoken words fairly well with assistance from an oral interpreter. Oral interpreters are especially trained to articulate speech silently and clearly, sometimes rephrasing words or phrases to give higher visibility on the lips. Natural body language and gestures are also used. When choosing an aid or service, Title II and titles are required to give primary consideration to the choice of aid or service requested by the person who has a communication disability. The state or local government must honor the person's choice, unless it can be demonstrated that another equal effective means of communication is available, or that the use of the means chosen would result in a fundamental alteration or in an undue burden. If the choice expressed by the person with a disability would result in an undue burden or a fundamental alteration, the public entitlee still has an obligation to provide an alternate aid or a service that provides effective communication if one is available. Title II and titles are encouraged to consult with the person with a disability to discuss what aid or service is appropriate. The goal is to provide an aid or service that will be effective, given the nature of what is being communicated and the person's method of communication. Historically, many covered entitlees have expected a person who uses sign language to bring a family member or a friend to interpret for him or her. These people often lack the specialized vocabulary needed to interpret effectively and accurately. It was particularly problematic to use people's children as interpreters. The ADA places responsibility for providing an effective communication, including the use of interpreters, directly on covered entitlees. They cannot require a person to bring someone to interpret for him or her. A covered entitlee can rely on a companion to interpret in only two situations, which we will talk about in the next podcast. Two situations where a companion can interpret are, one, in an emergency involving an imminent threat to the safety or welfare of an individual, or the public, an adult or minor child accompanying a person who uses sign language may rely upon to interpret or facilitate communication only when a qualified interpreter is not available. Two, in situations not involving an intimate threat, an adult accompanying someone who uses sign language may be relied upon to interpret or facilitate communications when A, the individual requests this, B, the accompanying adult agrees, and C, reliance on the accompanying adult is appropriate under the circumstances. This exception does not apply to minor children. The one thing that you have to know is that even under the stake of exception number 2, covered entitlees may not rely on an accompanying adult to interpret when there is a reason to doubt the person's effectiveness. For example, it would be highly inappropriate to rely on a companion to interpret who feels conflicted about communicating bad news to the person or has a personal stake in the outcome of a situation. Like when responding to a call alleging spousal abuse, the police should not rely on that one spouse to interpret for the other spouse.